All-in Scaring Committee, Wednesday, July 18th, 2018.
I'd like to call to order the Board of Supervisors All-in Committee for Wednesday, July 18th.
I'm Melanie, Director of All-in.
I'm wondering is what HCD?
Rachel Richmond, Project Manager of the Health Impact Table of Youth Ventures JPA.
Paige Tomlin with First Aid.
Julie Hadnott with All-in.
Gwen Austin from BOSS.
Tisa Potter, Board Committee Clerk.
Colin Baker with the East Bay Children's Law Offices.
Melinda Hall, Hayward Promise Neighborhood Executive Director.
Scott Dickey, County Council's Office.
Sybil Gurney, the Information Technology Department.
Tim Dupuy, I'm the Chief Information Officer.
I'm Ryan Thayer, I'm with All-in.
I'm Hannah Moore, I'm All-in.
And Corey Brown, I'm All-in as well.
Okay, this is a continuation of the discussion we started last time on data sharing, so I think Melanie was going to recap.
Sure, so last time, as many of you recall, we talked about data sharing broadly. What is data sharing? There's a distinction between intra-county data sharing, so just within our agencies sharing with each other. For example, we heard a presentation from ESA Probation talking about partnerships that they have with social services. There's a distinction between that type of data sharing and data sharing outside the county, so like the city of Oakland or with Oakland Police Department, for example. So we sort of broke it down and got clear on what are the different types of data sharing. And we're doing this as an exploratory conversation. We don't have a particular initiative or agenda right now identified. These conversations are to educate all of us about the ins and outs of data sharing. How does it work? What are the considerations? So that as a committee, if we wanted to take on or recommend that part of the county take on a data sharing initiative on a particular issue or with a particular population, that we would do so in an informed way. There's been lots of data sharing that has been attempted and successfully implemented within the county. One of the first engagements I ever had with Alameda County was around data sharing with healthcare services 20 years ago about, maybe not quite 20, but almost, because my daughter was little. It has occurred, and I think it's one of those things that when you say data sharing, sometimes it makes people anxious and you worry about privacy and security of information, and other people sort of feel like, yes, we can get past those issues, and the benefits of data sharing are tremendous because then we can really understand what's happening in our communities or within a particular client population much better. So we talked about that from a big picture standpoint, and we identified that there are great opportunities and much more to learn. And last time we had presentations from different organizations that are engaging in some type of data sharing. So healthcare services came and presented about their whole person care initiative. Five presented about results-based accountability and the desire to move in the direction of collecting more individual client level data about which families and children are catching first by services. And we heard from ICPC about the results-based accountability work that we've done in the county. And then Supervisor Miley brought up the Violence Prevention Initiative, which I know has been another nexus of work, and ESA Probation presented a little bit, talked a little bit about some of that work. There was a request to dive deeper into some of the issues around privacy and confidentiality. So we've asked Scott Dickey from County Council's office to give us a presentation. And then also, how do we do it? Like, what are the technical aspects of this? How do you get one platform to talk to another? Is this something that takes 10 years to design? Is this something that takes 30 minutes to design? Like, there's just sort of a range of questions around how do you do it? So Sybil and Tim from ITT are here. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here to present about that. Any comments from last time or questions that came up for people from the last meeting? Estelle, before you sat down, I said that we've been at this for a long time, talking about data sharing.
Yes.
hold MOUs with the county school district in the city.
Right. So then, should we move to the questions?
Yes.
Yeah, then without further ado, why don't we have you all educate us on some of these issues? And why don't you guys go first from ICD, right around the board?
So again, I'm Tim Dupuy. I'm the Chief Information Officer for Alameda County. I run the Information Technology Department. Have with me today the Assistant Director, Sybil Gurney. So she's going to be helping me out with some of this presentation or answering some of the tough questions you might come up with to help me out with that. But the data sharing initiative has been around for a while. It started in 2012. But I'll go over an agenda. Let's take a look at that first. It might be helpful just to take a step back and talk about the role and what ITD, the Information Technology Department, does and how it impacts the space of data sharing. I'll talk about the data sharing initiative, where we started it and where we are today.